Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the Outsmart ADHD channel. I'm your host, Jamie Coutinho, and I am an occupational therapist, hopefully your favorite ADHD coach, two times TEDx speaker, and I'm here to make your life a fuck of a lot easier with ADHD. Now, today we're talking about something that I'm really excited about, and my friend Erica, shout out to you, inspired me to create this episode today. I wasn't planning on creating a podcast episode today, but it's kind of perfect, especially with what our topic is, which is the benefits of being impulsive when you have ADHD. Okay, so a lot of times we're told that you're so impulsive, and it's given this negative connotation. And what I want to talk about today is that being impulsive can be potentially very beneficial in specific circumstances. Yes, it causes issues oftentimes with things like binge eating and overspending. But you know what? We're not talking about that today. We're talking about the benefits of being impulsive and where your impulsiveness has possibly really helped you in your life. And if you don't see the benefits of it by the end of this episode, there's a really good chance you're being very critical of yourself. But don't worry, I'm going to give you every chance possible to come up with those times when impulsiveness has really helped you. Okay. So let's talk about executive dysfunction, right? And ADHD, executive dysfunction, and having a hard time starting a task. Well, you know what really helps you to get over that executive dysfunction? Being fucking impulsive. Being impulsive, I don't like to use like ADHD superpower because ADHD is a disability, and research shows that there are really harmful outcomes for a lot of people that have ADHD. But what I do want to say is that the potential benefit of being impulsive is getting over that executive dysfunction of having the inability to start something, especially when it's something that's very hard, which is what's hard to start when you have ADHD, right? I want to share sometimes that I have been impulsive, and you tell me, does this sound like you? Do you relate at all whatsoever? Meeting my husband was absolutely because I am very impulsive. Now I'm going to paint a picture for you. I was in, how old was I when I met him? 20. I was 20 years old, so almost 10 years ago. And he was so cute, and he would always be doing his homework in the common area of our dorm. And my dorm happened to be right next to the common area. Now, he was kind of a loner, and he is an engineer, so he's always working his ass off and trying to figure out his homework in the common area. One day, I found the guts to go up to him and ask him, would you like to go on an adventure? Now, was I a very confident person at that time? Absolutely not. I was so different than who I am showing up for you today, my friend. I was not a confident person. I did not feel confident in who I was as a person, what I looked like. Nothing about me screamed confidence. But guess what? I'm impulsive. And I thought he was cute. And I thought he was cute for a long time. And I thought, fuck it. I don't know if I even thought, fuck it. I don't think I was thinking much of anything. But asking him to go on that adventure. We went on a walk that night, talked for hours. It wasn't until 3 years later that we started dating, but you know what? That's a story for another time. If I had not been impulsive and asked him, would you like to go on an adventure? Which is not the social norm, right? That's not typically how people say, hey, I like you, or I want to hang out with you as an adult. But guess what? I didn't give a fuck and I was impulsive. If it wasn't for that, I would not have met him. I would not be with him today. So impulsivity helps you to get over that overthinking that stops you from doing the thing that you do want to do. Okay. Have you ever met somebody that ended up being a really good friend of yours because you were impulsive? Think about a lot of times I like to make friends with the wait staff that, you know, waits on you when you're out to a restaurant. Some of them are the coolest people. And I, of course, ask them something that breaks the conversation. Like, hey, have your people been good to you today? Have they been tipping you well? Tell me if there's any tables that don't, I will go beat them up for you. That typically gets them to bring their guard down where they show more of their personality. And I don't even know how many times I've shared my number and vice versa with somebody that was a wait staff. Who have you met in your life because you are impulsive? Who have you sent a message to on Facebook because they had a really cool vibe? Not because you're doing the, hey girl, I want to sell you something thing, but who have you met on social media that ended up being a really good friend of yours? Who have you met in real life? Did you give a compliment that came out of nowhere that broke that tension and you guys ended up being really good friends? There's a really good chance if you look at those who are closest to you that something impulsive brought you two together, whether it was impulsively going to a club or a meetup or a, I'm thinking of like maybe you did like a sip and paint thing and you met somebody there. I've not personally done one of those yet, but I really want to one day. But look at your friend group. Who is in your life because you are impulsive? I want to give you a second to think about that. Who's in your life because you are impulsive? And think about what life would look like if you didn't have that amazing person in your life. I want you to thank yourself right now for being impulsive because you did something that a lot of people are very scared to do, especially neurotypicals. They get in their way. They overthink. We as ADHDers are really good at overthinking. But you know what? Sometimes that overthinking is clouded by impulsivity. Okay. What job did you apply for because you were being impulsive? Were you pissed off at your boss one day and you rage applied for a bunch of jobs impulsively and ended up getting one that actually paid you more and treated you better than the job you were at before? There's a really good chance. Look at your job right now. Is it the job you plan on having? Did you plan on applying for jobs when you applied for that one? Or were you really impulsive and it worked out for in your favor? My really good friend, Erica, we were talking and she made a decision that she thought, okay, is this an impulsive decision? Was this a good decision? And being her friend and ADHD coach, I talked with her about it, but she said something that was really great. And I think she heard this from somewhere. I know I've heard it from Mel Robbins. What if it all works out? What if it all works out? What if that really impulsive decision works out? I'm not talking about doing hard drugs, my friend. I'm talking about applying to the job. I'm talking about starting the business. I'm talking about applying to the TED Talk. That was both times, very impulsive decisions. Very impulsive decisions. The way I went about it was completely not conventional. The first time I sought out like 10 different events and found each of those coordinators, either through their personal email, their social media somewhere, and reached out to like 10 different people and sent a very unconventional message. And that is how I got 2 TED Talks. The second one, I actually just reached out to them through their Facebook page and then impulsively went to one of their events and met them, where they then decided they wanted me as a speaker. What podcasts have you applied to be on that you did not think you were qualified for and ended up speaking on them anyway? This has happened to me a few times. I've been on some of the biggest podcasts for ADHDers and I did not think I was qualified. I thought, who the hell am I to be on this podcast? I thought this after I was impulsive and applied. And this is happening again. I did another round of applying for podcasts that I thought, okay, well, these are some of the most popular podcasts. They probably won't get back to me, but you know what? In case they do, that would be really cool. What if this does work out? And out of like maybe the 10 people that I reached out to, 4 or 5 of them got back to me within the last couple weeks and invited me to be on their show and also accepted invitations to be on my show. What if it all fucking works out? Can I share some more things that have worked out for me because of impulsivity? If you're right now listening to this saying, Jamie, I don't have a fucking business. I don't have these, you know, successes, quote unquote, that you have. Like this feels very foreign to me. Can I inspire you for a second? Because I am not any different than you, my friend. I have ADHD. I was not a confident person growing up. I did not know I had ADHD until my mid-20s. I did not grow up with resources. I grew up from a family background that was tumultuous. And there's no reason, really, that I should have any type of success today looking at the statistics of ADHD. But because of impulsivity, I did the good old fuck around and find out. And it turns out that sometimes things do work out. Coming back to what Erica said, did I say this yet? I have ADHD. She said, I heard that was someone say once that if you're thinking of the worst case scenario, you should think of the best case scenario too. And that really struck with me. It really struck a chord with me. If you're going to envision the worst case scenario, why don't you try envisioning the best case scenario? What if you apply to that school and you actually get accepted? What if you apply to the TED Talk and you get accepted? What if you ask out that person that you feel like is out of your league, which is absolute bullshit, by the way. There are no leagues. But what if you ask out that person you think you don't have a chance with and they say yes? Wouldn't that be the coolest damn thing? If you took that chance on yourself, if you let that impulsivity take the wheel and see what happens from it, envision your life of what it could be even 6 months from now, if you do that one really impulsive thing that you've been dreaming about. Wouldn't that be the coolest fucking thing in the world? That's what I want for you. I want you to take that very first step towards your dream, and I want you to be impulsive while you do it. I don't care if it's a business. I don't care if it's writing that book. I don't care if it's reaching out to someone to speak on a stage. If it's reaching out to someone because you want to be their friend and you just really love their vibes on social media, I don't care what it is, but I would love if you take that one really impulsive step and see what happens for you. Now, I want to hear more about what happened. What happened when you took that impulsive step? I want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly. And if you do this, I would love for you to send me an email at team@outsmartadhd.co. That's team@outsmartadhd.co. And let me know what impulsive thing that you did and what came of it. And I will absolutely personally respond back to you and give you the kudos that you deserve for taking that chance on yourself. My friends, stay impulsive, stay amazing. I am so excited to talk to you next time. Bye now.